Does it help to understand seeing right now as no self?
Not yet.
Or not? Or never?
Or never.
It's just another way of classifying it.
Right. Just to show how deeply it conditioned.
Challenged Pakatu Upanisya Pachya. This is actually, we know there are 24 conditions, so any reality arises as a result of one or more of these 24 conditions. So everyone knows karma is one condition. And the biggest condition of all is actually Pakatu natural Upanisya support. Pakatu Upanisya Pachya, this natural decisive support condition. So when we talk about seeing or hearing, these are arise as a result of karma, but the dosa or lobha that follows arises because of the accumulated tendencies, and this is by this natural decisive support condition.
Ajahn, what is in the case of Pakatu Upanisaya Pachaya, the Pachaya Dhamma and Pachayupana Dhamma?
Whatever arises by Pachaya is Pachayupana. So those are right now is Pachayupana of Pakatu Upanisaya Pachaya. Once it has arisen, it can condition the next or other moment of dosa, for example.
But that was given, I think, example of vipaka, that is a pachaya dhamma for kusala kusala.
Okay. Seeing right now is conditioned by kama, right? But there are so many, many karmas which one can produce seeing right now needs the Pakatu Upanisya Pachaya as well.
So this, for example, when I see a beer or a coke, then conditions particular way of accumulation, like I like it. This is that?
So what is Pakatu Upanisya Pachaya and what is Pakatu Upanisya Pachayupana. What?
The lobha is Pakatu Upanisya Pachayupana Dhamma, and the visible seeing is Pachaya Dhamma.
Can it be Pakatu Upanisya Pachayupana, the lobha?
Yeah, it is. In that case.
Yeah. What do we get from this understanding of Pakatu Upanisya Pachaya? Yes, just that.
Not someone who makes one angry or someone who is angry, but different conditions for different accumulated tendencies to arise.
And this actually can be for any moment, kusala, akusala, the conditions can be known or known by oneself.
For example, when one experiences anything which is unpleasant, it conditions the dosa mulacitta. And that dosa mulacitta can be Pakatu Upanisya Pachaya for the other dosa later. More and more.
Pachaya Dhamma.
Pakatu Upanisya Pachaya too, because it has a reason. So it can condition any moment of dosa again and again. So just by pachya is enough, because everything can be Pakatu Upanisya Pachaya for everything. Lobha, and then lobha, and then lobha. All of them can be Pakatu Upanisya Pachaya for the other moment of lobha.
Conditioned for more panya in future by the same condition. Can you have can I understand or how can I know there is past life?
You know this life. Citta cetasika arises now and arose yesterday and will arise tomorrow by conditions. If you don't use the word past life, it's just a moment ago.
It is quite easy for me to remember what has happened a few minutes ago. So why at the moment, at the time I have reborn, so I can remember what has happened the minutes ago in the past life.
Could you remember what all happened yesterday or 2 days before? Everything?
But I can't remember what has happened.
All?
Some.
Only some. As it's still you, but when it's not you anymore, new person, new being, can you remember what happened in the past before this? As new person, who's your past life's parents? Brothers, sisters, friends. So in terms of absolute reality, we talk about citta and cetasika, the rebirth consciousness cannot be the same person in the past at all. Otherwise, it's not death before patisanticitta. It enups everything temporarily, and it can condition the next being, next life, instantly. Everything is so new. New friend, new parents, new situation.
You wonder about past life. Do you wonder about future life also?
Yes.
Yeah, same question.
Yes.
What about yesterday and today? If we don't use yesterday and today, or last life and this life, are they not the same? The succession of citta cetasika arising and falling away non-stop. While when you are asleep, do you remember anything?
No.
So when you wake up?
I can remember things.
As long as there are still conditions to remember what happened. But when death happens and rebirth consciousness conditions the new person, new life, how can one remember it? Because after death, anyone can be born as snake or bird or cat. See? So it depends on conditions whether what or who can remember, more or less.
Is it because of the clinging to an idea of self or someone that makes it so difficult for people to understand or accept that there is rebirth?
I think as if we can do anything, even have the memory to remember everything. But actually it depends on each of them, like sanya, whether it will remember or not remember.
Like Ananda.
Yeah, is it good to remember, to be able to remember previous life? No. Better not.
That would be scary.
Yeah.
And sometimes, for example, we discuss how all the skills and knowledges of conventional subjects will all be forgotten at the end of this life, for example. languages learned or knowledge about mathematics or these kinds of things, or the details in the book will all be forgotten. And yet we know that, for example, some children have particular skill in languages or something. Why is this if everything is forgotten?
Sanya.
Just sanya.
And vitaka and everything.
Just particular sanya and vitaka.
I just wanted to ask something about Vipalasa. They are free. Chitta Vipalasa, Sanya Vipalasa, and Ditti Vipalasa. And I think Satapanya, if have no Ditti Vipalasa, wrong view. But what we talk, for example, now, we can also remember wrongly. In that case, I mean, Ajahn, what that means, the Chitta Vipalasa can be like the Vipalasa of thought. The cheetah thinks wrongly.
Remember with right understanding at that moment. Right understanding at that moment. Remember wrong view before. Mm-hmm. But not with wrong understanding, which remembers.
Mm-hmm. I just asked about children who are born with particular talents for scales, music perhaps, and language, and you said because of sanya, but does it have to do with previous life accumulation?
Not only sanya, all yes. Other jetasikas too.
Yeah. But from previous life accumulated.
And not just previous, it can be many, many lives ago too.
Yeah, many lives even.
Nothing is lost.
Excuse me?
Nothing is lost. It's always in citta.
Yeah. Nothing is lost.
Nothing is lost, but it's forgotten.
Mm-hmm.
In that sense.
And just back on the rebirth, I think that Sun, I remember you have an interest in this topic because we discussed it a little bit in Vietnam. So what do you think about rebirth?
One can see how vitakka move away from seeing and hearing.
So the question is, what I think about the
rebirth.
Vitakka moves from seeing and hearing to rebirth.
Now I don't have anything. I just don't care about that. At that time, I don't know where I can go when I die, but now I don't think that I just care about this life. So,
will you go anywhere?
I don't care.
Leave it to conditions.
What?
Leave it to conditions. Leave everything to conditions.
Yeah.
Whatever would happen.
Whatever happens.
But you think that after this life is
gone,
is
now,
finished?
Not more.
No, I don't question anymore.
Not more.
But do you believe that there is self?
Yes, everyone, as long as it's not appearing.
The theory is no, but in fact, I believe it's self.
Still,
and
has
I still live
with
myself.
And you still think it is you who will go or not go somewhere, right?
You mean today, tomorrow, or next life?
Tomorrow or next life? Will it be Sun who will go somewhere or not go somewhere?
Yeah.
Within next week, I will go to Vietnam.
I answered that he understands theoretical about next life and this life as conditioned. So you don't mind or don't care about anything would happen.
It is wrong view?
No, because as long as realities do not appear as they are yet, there must be the latent tendency as of I. So it's still there for everyone.
Latent tendency.
the accumulation of whatever happens.
Yes. Accumulation, yes. But I don't know if accumulates where.
No. Doesn't matter where.
And when there is the idea of next week I will go to Vietnam, what is the reality?
It's a thinking.
Just thinking, mm-hmm. Yeah.
And what jetasika is there? Just one or two, please. Jetasika. What jetasika? We just talk about.
I don't know what it
means. Vitaka, vitaka, just vitaka.
What is vitaka? It's the plan.
Touching plan. The object.
Touching.
Yeah.
And what else?
Whatever is object, when it's not the seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, there must be that which touch.
Yeah. Now I still have one. I still thinking about sila, because everything is first conditioned, and then I am scared of loha. Aloha.
Aloha.
Yeah,
loba.
Yeah. I asked Achan.
Are you scared of loba?
Me?
Yes.
Scared? Yeah. Scared or care about
loba? Scared, afraid of.
Afraid of loba.
No.
It's nama.
Okay, thank you.
Scared of loba.
You said that you interested in the right time, the recent time. So, what is the right now?
What is the right? What is the interpretation?
The right time?
What right moment. Right now? What is right moment? For what?
For what?
with you, what is the reality is at the right moment? Huh? My, the right moment.
Right
now? Right now. What is the reality? What is the reality now? Yes.
The reality now is I am thinking to answer the question.
Yeah. Yes, it's right, but not I, only different realities. Yeah.
And on the beach yesterday, we were having a discussion about the monk's life and household life, and you mentioned that you have a lot of confidence in what monks say because you think that the monk's life is what the Buddha recommended, right?
I read in some book that the Buddha encouraged people to live as a monk to be enlightened. Is that right?
What about lay people? Didn't he also encourage to develop right understanding? Not just only monk, anyone.
No, I just asked that why would I encourage that?
Anyone to have right understanding, not necessary to become monk or not.
Okay, I also think like you, but I just asked why Buddha seemed to encourage people.
Because he knew that everyone can develop right understanding anytime.
I also think, like you, that everyone can develop mm-hmm. the understanding, mm-hmm. not become a monk is mm-hmm. not a crucial condition.
Mm-hmm.
But I just asked why Buddha seems to encourage people to be.
Why so many were encouraged?
Yes,
to become
not to everyone, only those who have accumulation. Because anyone can develop right understanding, like Anada Bindika, Visakha Upasika, and other lay people, because of their accumulation, for not becoming a monk, but for those who have accumulation. To develop right understanding to the degree of arahatship. Why not? So one knows oneself whether one has such accumulation or not. what monks do in a day?
I don't know.
See? So do not become a monk.
No, I don't intend to become a monk. I don't have that thinking yet, but I don't know the moral.
But in order to have confidence in anyone, you better know that person better and better. Whether that person deserves your confidence in understanding or not.
Ajahn's referring to wherever you read that statement. You said you read somewhere about what the Buddha, that the Buddha encouraged everyone to become a monk.
Not it seemed to me that Buddha encouraged, but not every, because I see, I read in the book, he encouraged his cousin,
certain
his
people.
Son.
Yeah.
His,
well, that's only a
I don't know, because I
so
I said
was,
when he...
And he was selective in who he encouraged.
Yeah, but... It seems to me that because in the book, nearly when he received some, he met someone, and then after that, sometime he like forced someone to follow him to be a monk like.
Nanda.
Yeah, so it seems to me that I don't know.
I think there are some occasions, I wouldn't say he forced someone, but we read many suttas. At the end of the sutta, sometimes it says that the person who wrote the sutta became a monk. And other times it says the person who wrote the sutta gone up and left and went about his. Business. There were people who became enlightened among both groups of people. So it's not as though the Buddha encouraged everyone at all. The situations that you mentioned, the occasions you mentioned, seem to highlight the fact that it's only very few, because you can remember.
Buddha knew who would become Arahata, and he urged only those who have accumulation for it.
With the same question to Sen, can I ask? Not I.
Okay.
because I don't know my last life. And this life may be a little bit of knowledge. But next life, temporary use life, I can express that. As long with living with ignorance, with loha, dosa, moha, and with akushala, and knowing this life is real life, everything is real, as long as we not recognize the rupa and nama, we know next life is go down, not go up. But as long as the listening and hearing know that the real reality and seeing is seeing and hearing is hearing, and the next line should know where somewhere to go. But that the panya know, not I am not know. I do not know, but Panya know. That the top secret of Panya is not mine, so I could not tell you where I will go.
understand what you said to mean that as long as there is ignorance and attachment, there will be conditions for rebirth in the future, but we cannot know where the rebirth will take place. Is that what you wanted to say?
Yeah.
No one knows.
I feel like I understand a little bit more about the citta, citta-sika, and the rupa during the past days. But also I have a sort of concern how to reconcile this in my daily life when I have to work, for example, especially when instantly I have to reinforce the mana or the idea of self when I plan, when also I have to plan for other people, for example. Then at time when I kind of, well, I did give up these things yet, then how do I reconcile between the understanding of non-self and the things that I have to do daily?
Thanks, sir.
So isn't it just like now? So like now, plan to pick up the glass and drink the water or speak into the microphone, and we think it's I who's making all these different decisions, but actually they're just different moments of seeing and hearing and thinking, all accompanied by intention and contact and vitaka, apart from seeing and hearing, and sanya. So just like now, just seeing and hearing and thinking. And if there's an idea that this means we can't perform our job or we can't organize functions or other people, then it means something wrong with the understanding about realities now, because it shouldn't make life more difficult or more complicated. It should make life easier, because we just carry on as normal, daily life as normal, but with more understanding developing of realities. So it doesn't mean change the job or slow down or... So any time at all, even if you're in a meeting with your colleagues, still realities. So it's not a matter of stopping and trying to catch them or trying to find the wrong view or work out what the thinking is. It has to be very natural, the development.
If one does not forget that everything is Dhamma, whatever is real is anatta, uncontrollable and no self, no matter where, thinking here or thinking there or tomorrow or the day after tomorrow, whatever appears is conditioned and no one can take hold of it as something permanent at all. And it's conditioned even thinking, no matter you think to go left or right. At that moment, no you. But it's because of citta cetasikas. It seems like one is making decision, but actually it's not. It's only a moment of citta cetasika. All the time. Even right now or any time.
The underlying reason just to ask or concern about that is because the understanding of citta and citta-sika,
right,
the reality is not strong enough.
Yeah.
And also I think it's also the underlying idea of controlling again, thinking that one should have less mana, because when one find out that one has so much akusala, then one should do something to reduce it. When actually no one can do anything, as long as we are not anagami, no one is there.
Like you said at lunchtime that you realize
realized through studying of Dharma these few days that so much more akusala than you realized before, but this is a good sign because it shows that there is more understanding, developing, appreciating how much mana, how much attachment there is in a day, for example.
Just getting back to your question about the order of monks and enlightenment and so forth, I think you'd agree that it would be very strong kusala vipaka to be born at the time of the Buddha and to hear the Dharma directly from the Buddha.
You just ask me if I think it is fortunate for people who live at the time of Buddha. My idea is that I don't mind, because even now, me, I still don't mind to become an Arahant. I don't mind to be enlightened anymore. So,
but you
to
know,
have
his
teaching, to have to have how can I say to know the direction for my life is just enough.
But you know, the benefit of understanding whatever appears now, that's the way to see what is beneficial and what is not.
But what is the benefit of understanding? Sorry, so you know the benefit of understanding, so what is the benefit?
Easier for life, easier to live. Easier means enjoy life.
More pleasant
feeling. When it comes, please take and just leave.
So if you have the pleasant feeling, so you don't need understanding.
Not exactly. When I have a pleasant feeling, I know that is pleasant feeling, and then that was pleasant feeling. It can go. Can pass by, but it doesn't matter. You just accept the pleasant feeling when it's come, but not leave to have pleasant feeling.
So what is the benefit of understanding?
So you accept the unpleasant feeling and pleasant feeling as equal.
And what about the unpleasant?
Is equal.
A neutral feeling?
Neutral feeling is
any feeling.
Yeah.